Hello, and welcome back to CKUT 90.3 FM's Wednesday Morning After. My name is Taylor Tower. I'm very excited to be joined in studio today by Robert Bell. He's a McGill student. He's going to be joined a little later on by Jamie McLean. They're both going to discuss the Arts Undergraduate Student, or AUS, Mobilization Committee's General Assembly. That's called for January 24th. This General Assembly is the first step toward a student strike at McGill in opposition to the Quebec government's planned tuition hike. The AUS represents about 7,500 McGill students, and the motions to be debated are pretty significant. To learn more about that, we're going to talk to Robert. Robert, thanks for being here.
Hi, how are you this morning?
I'm a little cold.
Yeah, it's a little nippy out there today.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming. So I just wanted to go over a few things because I get the impression that this is really important for all McGill students.
It certainly is.
And for students across Quebec. Could you just give us like a little bit of background about what the AUS is and what its significance is at McGill?
Certainly. Well, as you briefly described, the AUS is a democratic assembly that is reflective of the student body of the arts faculty at McGill. So it consists of an executive council that are elected by students. It also includes faculty reps from the various faculties within the arts division of McGill, and it also sends people to the broader student union, SSMU, on campus, sends representatives to that. So it is a segment of the larger democratic student organization on McGill campus.
And are the issues usually directly related to arts students, or what kind of issues come up?
Well, historically, of course, AUS has been responsible for doing things with Arts Frosh, for dealing with various events and other things that go on, particularly relating to the arts faculty, for example, Bardet's Arts, student-run events of that nature, things at Gertz. It also deals with issues that are facing art students just in terms of their academics, in terms of their social life, etc. But it has historically played a big part in arts student life on campus, and it has also played a significant part in the broader constituency of McGill campus.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to ask you about, because this General Assembly, which has been called for January 24th, how is this specific General Assembly significant? Can we go through the motions that are going to be debated and why they're important to McGill students from all areas?
We certainly can. Is there a particular place you'd like to begin, or should I just give you the basic rundown?
You can give us a rundown. I think the first motion there.
Yes, so I've got the press release that we put out yesterday, or I suppose that was 2 days ago. Over the past several weeks, members of the AUS have been collecting signatures from art students on campus to allow a General Assembly to occur for Tuesday, January 24th, which would be next week. The idea behind this is to begin a debate within the arts faculty and to encourage several motions to be passed. Probably the first and foremost one would be to vote to give the AUS a mandate to join CLASE, which is the Coalition Large de l'Association pour un Solidaire Syndical Étudiant. Forgive me, my French is absolutely
no, you
terrible.
Did well. Yeah. It's a mouthful.
I know, it's always a mouthful, but it's essentially it would empower the AUS to join one of Quebec's larger student unions to officially affiliate itself with one of Quebec's larger student unions, which is the ASSE, for the express purpose of fighting the intended tuition increases.
And AUS or McGill in general won't be represented unless they join CLASE?
Exactly, okay. In an official capacity.
Okay.
Exactly.
So once that's theoretically achieved, what's the next motion they're going to be discussing?
Well, the next motion would then be, once that was ratified, to vote to mandate a strike committee, which would be a mobilizing committee to generate support to do all the logistical work to get a strike to happen for students in this upcoming semester.
So for people who don't know, when you go on strike, it's not just you wake up one day and decide to go on strike. There's a lot that goes into it.
Exactly, right? Exactly. So there needs to be at least 50,000 Quebec students who ratify a strike vote. And then the AUS would require 200 signatures as well in order to make that legally ratifiable.
Mm-hmm. And so as the strike kind of mobilization committee, is it that body's responsibility to educate McGill students about why a strike could potentially be occurring, what the information is behind it, things like that?
Exactly. I mean, that would not solely be the responsibility of such a strike committee. The AUS would also be required to disseminate information about a potential strike were it to pass such a resolution. But yes, a strike committee would do that work as well.
I just want to introduce Jamie McLean. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I heard you had a little bit of trouble coming.
A little bit of a fall on the black ice outside. Everyone should be careful.
Yeah, it's super, super cold and icy out there. So yes, be careful. Well, I'm glad you made it and thank you so much for being here.
I'm glad I made it too. Thank you.
So we're just talking to Robert Bell and Jamie McLean here on CKUT Wednesday morning after about a general assembly that's coming up in the AUS. So we were just going through the motions, Jamie, that are going to be debated. So we'll just do the last one. Is pretty important, actually. Could you just kind of break it down for people?
The General Assembly?
The last motion to be discussed, I think, at the Assembly.
Oh, okay. Which would be to the possibility of joining CLASS.
Exactly, yeah.
Which is, CLASS is the Coalition Large de SA, which SA is a association of student associations at universities and cégeps in Quebec. And they tend to be a little bit more grassroots action oriented than some other student federations. And so the Coalition Large de SA, which is the Association de Solidarité Syndicale Étudiant, mm-hmm. It's a difficult acronym to say, mm-hmm. but so their coalition is to deal with tuition increases, to put pressure on the government, on university administrations to fight against them, and ultimately to support possible student strikes. So if we were able to encourage students in the Faculty of Arts to vote to join this coalition, it would be a great help, and it would be a great amount of support for us if we decided to hold a student strike, whether it's one day, 2 day, or a limited strike type of situation.
So currently, if this General Assembly hadn't been called, and if AUS doesn't join CLASS, then McGill students won't have a voice when the students go up against the government about the proposed tuition hike, right?
Exactly. Yeah, there's a few student federations in Quebec and associations of student associations, and so they are in a position to lobby with the government. Whereas one solitary student association at one university doesn't have that power to do that on their own. So joining this coalition would mean that we would have a voice, to negotiate with the government, to influence the way that the tuition increases go.
Mm-hmm. In immortal words of Billy Bragg, there is power in a union.
Yes.
Too true.
And so is this General Assembly where you're going to be discussing whether to join CLASS, is it just a purely bureaucratic process, or is it actually difficult to be accepted by CLASS?
Well, there are some requirements. So even if we do get enough people out to the GA, if we get quorum, if everybody votes to do that, CLASS does have certain requirements to join. For example, a lot of them have to do with the student association that votes to join needs to be a fully democratic student association, so that they can determine that they have democratically decided to join, and that it wasn't just the executive who decided to join without the support of the students. So another process that we're going through, another bureaucratic process that we have to deal with, is modifying the constitution of the Arts Undergraduate Society just a little bit into minor situations to give the General Assembly, so student voices, a bigger or more powerful voice. So right now, there's an executive and a council with departmental reps who meet every 2 weeks, but there are a lot fewer instances where the students are directly consulted. And when we do hold a GA, we don't have the same powers that the executive and the council of departmental reps would have. So there have been petitions submitted to hold a referendum to call into question a few of the constitution, a few articles of the Constitution to make the General Assembly have a more powerful voice in the long run.
Okay, and how important is it for McGill students to get involved in this? And if they do want to learn more, what can they do? Robert, do you want to answer to that?
Sure. Well, I think it's incredibly important for McGill students as a whole, not just within the arts faculty, to get involved in whatever capacity they can in this mobilizing effort against tuition fee increases, which necessitates, of course, an involvement in the democratic process, both on our campus and throughout Montreal and the province as a whole. I think that there is a misconception that McGill students are apathetic in this regard, but I think that we can really demonstrate through this mobilizing process that students on this campus really do care about the issues that are facing them and facing society as a whole. And I think that in doing democratic projects on campus and encouraging student participation within those democratic projects, such as creating democratic spaces within the AUS, I think that we can really start to have McGill play a larger role in the ongoing struggle against tuition fee increases and broader issues of social justice.
That was very well said, Robert, and
thank
I totally
you.
Agree, and I find that very fascinating. My name is Taylor Tower, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of The Morning After. I'm joined in studio by Jamie McLean and Robert Bell of McGill University. We're talking about a general assembly of the AUS for January 24th that's going to discuss, among other things, proposed tuition hike from the Quebec government. We're just going to go to a song now, and then we're going to come back to the interview. I have some questions about maybe some challenges to getting McGill students involved and what you plan to do to get people excited about this. My name is Taylor Tower. Like Heidi said, you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM, and this is the Wednesday Morning After. I'm joined in studio by Jamie McLean and Robert Bell. They're McGill students. We were talking before the little break there about General Assembly that's coming up, part of the AUS, which is the Arts Undergraduate Committee. They're going to be doing a general assembly discussing the proposed tuition hike by the Quebec government. Before the break, I was talking to Robert about McGill students and how they are actually not apathetic about what's going on with their school and with the issues. I just wanted to talk to you a little bit more about that, Robert. What are you doing to get students excited about government and get more involved in issues?
Well, I think the idea is not necessarily to get students excited about government per se. I mean, it is the Quebec government that's trying to impose these tuition fees on students, which are going to severely limit access and opportunity across the board. I think the idea is to get McGill students and art students in particular, in this case, really involved in grassroots organizing, in really sort of manifesting effective political solutions to the problems that we face, but not necessarily doing it through sort of messy, hierarchical, bureaucratic channels, but just sort of starting from the most powerful tool that we can have to mobilize a strike. So yeah, and the ways that we're doing that in some ways are part of a rich and storied tradition of just boots on the ground legwork, putting up posters, canvassing, talking to people directly, letting people know about how important an issue that these tuition fees really are. Of course, we have opportunities that some of our forebears didn't. I mean, access to information technology, social media, we can get the word out about lots of different events, lots of different information awareness sessions, which are happening all the time, and especially this week in the context of Education Week, which Jamie will talk about a little bit in a second. But yeah, overall, I think we have a lot of tools, including, of course, CKUT, to really mobilize people and to galvanize people into action, which I think is great.
Very well said. I'm so glad you're so articulate this morning.
I try.
You're putting me to shame. Jamie, what's going on with the Education Week?
Well, this is a series of workshops, panel discussions, et cetera, organized by SMU, PGSS, QPIRG, and a group of students who rose out of the events that happened on November 10th, called the November 10th Community Alliance. It's a series of workshops about tuition increases, the student movement in Quebec, grassroots organizing, what it can be like. So there's three more full days of workshops. There's like five things happening every day. It's amazing. For example, today at noon, there's Intro to Quebec History and Society workshop. There's at 1 p.m. today, a workshop called Taking Up Space, a workshop for radical women, things about the environment. At 4 p.m., there's a student labor solidarity workshop that aims to address the Munaka strike that happened last semester and how students can work with labor groups on campus. This evening, there is a panel discussion on migrant justice in Morris Hall at 6:30. Tomorrow, there is going to be a field trip to UCAM to go meet students who are involved in fighting tuition increases there and to learn more about their campus. There's a really interesting workshop on Friday that I love the name for this. It's at 4:30 in the SMU building in the club's lounge, and it's called That's What She Said, But Really, Fuck You for Laughing, about kind of how if you're working in a grassroots political movement and you're, you know, a stereotypical white male, how do you fight for someone who is oppressed when you're in a position of privilege? Mm-hmm. And how do you kind of monitor yourself in a group movement like this when it's easy to slip up and say something that could offend somebody in the room or just something that, you know, creates an atmosphere of intolerance. So that should be a really, really interesting workshop.
And just really quickly, if people want to register for these workshops or learn more about the General Assembly in general, how can they do that?
Okay, well, for Education Week, no registration is required. I was just listing a couple of really interesting ones, but there's many, many more happening the rest of this week, and you can find them online at education-week.info. That's education-week.info. And there is a complete list. Childcare is provided if you need it, or children are welcome at the workshops. If you would like childcare, there's an email address on education-week.info that you can email, and we'll be able to set something up for you. Really encourage anyone who's listening to check that out. Also, if you're a McGill professor and you're listening, part of what we're doing right now is doing teach-ins in classes. So if a professor is kind enough to invite us into their classroom to do a brief kind of question and answer series and a brief introduction to tuition increases at the beginning of their class, that really gives us a great way to speak to students. Right now it's winter, so we can't stand outside and flyer and try to catch people on the way to classes. So we're somewhat limited in the student spaces where we can just have those one-on-one conversations with people that really, really make a difference. And if anybody wants to get more information about tuition increases, wants to help mobilize for the AUS, let's say Arts Undergraduate Society, anybody who's an arts student or is in arts and science can come to the GA, can help with mobilization. If you're in a different faculty and you want to meet up with people who are in your faculty who are mobilizing towards strike activities or just trying to raise awareness in their faculty about the tuition increases, I'm going to give out my personal email address. Ooh. And feel free to send me a message. It's jamie.l.mclean@gmail.com.
And I'll put that on the Wednesday Morning After blog as well.
On the Wednesday Morning After blog. So
great.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so excited. I hope you guys get a great response. This is really important work, and I want to thank you for being here this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
So you've been listening to Jamie McLean and Robert Bell and myself, Taylor Tower, all talking about the darn tuition increase that the Quebec government is proposing. I want you to stay tuned for the second hour because, you know, there's going to be a lot of exciting things like Moving Picture Radio, but also Democracy Now! So please stay tuned.